Imagine a world where companies don't just accumulate knowledge, but transform it into wisdom. This isn't some far-off utopia. It's the central premise of the Wise Company, which arrives at a critical moment in business history. While companies like Kodak and Lehman Brothers collapsed despite possessing vast knowledge, others, like Honda, have thrived through continuous innovation spanning decades. The difference? Wisdom. In today's high-velocity business environment, discontinuity is the only constant. 25 years ago, who could have predicted companies like Uber would dominate without owning cars? The solution lies in what Peter Drucker advocated, making the future, where companies envision different futures based on goals that serve the common good. This requires leaders who make contextual judgments, resist short-termism, and understand that companies only survive by creating unique futures while maintaining moral purpose. The Honda story exemplifies this journey, evolving from selling $4.85 clip-on bicycle engines in 1945 to delivering $4.85 million Honda jets in 2015, demonstrating how wisdom, not just knowledge, determines which companies will flourish. Wisdom's philosophical roots trace to Aristotle's phronesis, practical wisdom, a true and reasoned state of capacity to act with regard to the things that are good or bad for man, paralleling the Japanese concept of toku. European phenomenology emphasized that sound judgments require subjective experiences, while American pragmatism centered on action. Michael Polanyi's Tacit Knowledge, We Know More Than We Can Tell, describes how practice connects knowledge and action through unconscious-conscious interaction. Brain science confirms that cognition depends on the body's interaction with the world. Knowledge is dynamic, constantly created, shared, and transformed through social interactions. The SECI model captures this process: socialization, externalization, combination, and internalization, putting knowledge into practice. Kazuo Inamori demonstrated this when turning around Japan Airlines through amoeba management and a philosophy booklet employees carried constantly. The SECI process spirals upward as knowledge expands horizontally while deepening in quality. Shimano, the bicycle components leader, exemplifies this through 6 knowledge creation cycles over 60 years. This upward spiral is driven by practical wisdom, phronesis, enabling pursuit of common good, timely decision-making with future vision, and creating communities where diverse perspectives flourish. What separates wise leaders from merely knowledgeable ones? They exercise judgment from a higher perspective, doing what's good for both company and society. Leaders like Michimasa Fujino of HondaJet and Haruo Naito of Eisai demonstrate this by pursuing visions that benefit humanity, creating more efficient travel and developing Alzheimer's treatments. Two remarkable empire builders exemplify making the common good a way of life. YKK's Tadao Yoshida with his cycle of goodness philosophy that no one prospers without rendering benefit to others, and Uniqlo's Tadashi Yanai pursuing his mission of democratizing clothing to create a better world. The 2011 Tohoku disaster revealed how wise leaders make timely judgments for the common good. When the tsunami destroyed Yamato Transport's Ishinomaki Center, branch manager Masanao Yokoyama demonstrated exceptional leadership, nearly losing his life searching for a missing driver, then implementing a 2-person delivery system without headquarters approval when communications were down. How do leaders develop this ability to judge goodness? They learn from adversity and failure, codify ethical principles drawn from life experiences, and pursue excellence relentlessly. Like a compass in stormy seas, this moral orientation guides companies through uncertainty toward sustainable success. Wise leaders possess the remarkable ability to grasp the true nature of challenges before making judgment calls. The Balmuda case perfectly illustrates this practice. Founder Jin Terao created a $200 toaster that became so popular, customers waited months to purchase it. His inspiration? tasting transformative bread in Spain that moved him to tears, and later experiencing perfectly barbecued toast at a company gathering. Declaring, "Creating the best toast, not the best toaster," Tarrao led his team through countless experiments, rejecting 5,000 slices until achieving perfection. Honda founder Soichiro Honda exemplified essence grasping through physical experience, crouching at eye level with test motorcycles, using his eyes to observe movements, his ears to listen to engines, and his hands on the ground to feel vibrations. For him, grasping essence required empathy, explaining that auto repair wasn't just about fixing machines, but healing customers' broken hearts. Organizations can cultivate this ability through mind-stretching routines like Toyota's 5-Why analysis, which helps employees identify root causes by asking why 5 times until reaching the fundamental issue. At 7-Eleven Japan, even part-time store employees build hypotheses about customer needs based on local conditions, thinking from 3 perspectives: average customer, average family, and close friend. This essence-grasping capability transforms data into insight and insight into action. Wisdom thrives in shared spaces where people learn from each other. The Japanese concept of ba refers to contexts where relationships form and interactions occur. These spaces take various forms: physical, like Fast Retailing's global conferences, where CEO Yanai delivers speeches and engages in dialogue; informal, such as Balmuda's company barbecue, where CEO Tarrao's toast inspired employees; or virtual, demonstrated after the Fukushima disaster, when volunteers created online forums to develop inexpensive Geiger counters. Even profound understanding remains ineffective unless communicated well. Wise leaders use metaphors, stories, and figurative language that resonate intuitively. Ernest Shackleton's concise 25-word newspaper notice for his Antarctic expedition attracted 5,000 applicants through powerful logical, emotional, and ethical appeals. Honda Aircraft's Michimasa Fujino referenced Ferragamo's high-heeled shoes to balance design, beauty, and efficiency for the Honda jet's nose. His second metaphor, running to the next electric pole, came from marathon wisdom about focusing on immediate goals rather than the entire distance. At Stanford's 2005 commencement, Steve Jobs shared 3 life stories, including how taking calligraphy classes later influenced PC typography, concluding, "You can't connect the dots looking forward, you can only connect them looking backwards." As AI and automation reshape business, human-centric management becomes more vital, not less. Despite warnings about AI potentially escaping human control, neuroscience reveals that humans possess unique abilities machines cannot replicate. We see the world not just as it is, but as it could be. Our capacity to balance exploitation of past knowledge with exploration of new possibilities allows us to transform what is into what ifs. The future of innovation unfolds in 3 stages: the emergence of new ideas, 0 to 1, requiring human creativity; extending intelligence through digital technologies, 1 to 9, where machines lead; and refinements appealing to human sensitivity, 9 to 10, where humans regain primacy. Human-centric management views organizations as living organisms with purpose beyond profit. Concerned with what a company stands for, what kind of world it wants to create, and how it contributes to society. In our fast-changing world, the constant remains the pursuit of the common good. Wise companies don't just know more, they see further, feel deeper, and act better. They understand that in an age where algorithms optimize everything, sustainable advantage comes from wisdom no machine can replicate: the human capacity to create meaning, forge connections, and envision better futures.